Sean, the Broncos played last night, and
did they?
Well, they kind of played. but I kept on flipping back and forth between the game and the last season of Last Chance U. Have you seen it? Have you finished watching it? Have you even started it?
Not Last Chance U. I've been caught up on all the other shows.
And it's sad. Just like the Broncos playing against the Seahawks.
Hello and welcome to The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
Yeah. How do you think, how is it sad?
Well, I don't want to give it away. Wait, are you talking about the game or the show?
The show. Oh. I watched the game. I didn't know about the... But that show's always sad. It's called Last Chance U.
Okay, fair enough. well, like
it's like saying I watched a Buccaneers game and it was sad.
It's supposed to be sad, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I've been like, I love All or Nothing so much.
Oh yeah, I need to go back to that.
Yeah, and then I started watching the new season of
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. Watched the first episode last week.
So good.
Man. Yeah, it was really good. I wanted it to be a lot worse than it was.
Right. Well, and it reminded me of how much I hate the Raiders.
Oh, totally. Oh, man. Yeah, 100%. But they do such a good job with that show. Same with All or Nothing, though, man.
True. Yeah, very much. Yeah.
It made me like almost like the Panthers for a second.
Yeah. I need to go back and watch some of the stuff. Like, I even want to watch the soccer ones, the soccer games.
Yeah, they're really good. There's a rugby one that was really, really good.
Was it soccer or rugby?
There's a soccer one and there's a rugby one.
Okay. I need to watch both of those.
Yeah. There's the rugby one. There's like this world renowned rugby team called the All Blacks. And they're like, oh, it was so good, dude. It's phenomenal.
The soccer season, is it in English or is it in another language?
It's English. Okay. I think it's Premier League.
Okay.
From what I remember. Okay. So usually, yeah, I think it's mostly Premier League. I think there was one season that was like, I don't know. But even like Premier League, half the dudes are from like Brazil.
Right.
Or like Paraguay or wherever. I don't know. Wherever people play soccer. So everywhere else in the world but America.
Right. Well, Sean, we haven't recorded in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Thank you guys. We were away for a while. We came back. We had an episode. And, yeah, everybody showed back up. We were shocked.
Very much so. We don't... apparently, the broadcaster that produces this, or doesn't... I don't know what... Hosts it, I guess, is the term.
Yeah, hosting.
They let their numbers run wild for a couple. Was it a year or 2 years?
Yeah, podcasting's kind of like the Wild West.
It is.
Of media currently.
Seriously.
And so now it's starting to get reined in a little bit.
Right.
Just because a lot more advertisers are advertising on podcasts and whatnot.
And we had like numbers like in the thousands. And we knew that wasn't like 100% true. But seeing our numbers, it was much better than what we thought it would be once they fixed the problem that they had. So,
yeah, especially for an off season episode. You know, we're in preseason, but I mean, I call them what they are. It's glorified practices. It definitely a lot of you guys showed back up. We really appreciate it. We missed you guys. We're definitely getting more active on our Twitter again.
Yeah.
And we're hearing from you guys. We're loving the conversations that are happening. So looking forward to another good season for sure.
Well, and that said, Sean and I missed 2 weeks. And I was talking to Sean about this. I didn't realize this. I thought the Hall of Fame game was part of the preseason, and it is. It isn't. And so we still have another 3 preseason games. And So yeah, there's a lot to talk about in the last two games. And I say that with a grain of salt because not really.
I mean, technically, it's a game that happened pre this season. So it's a preseason.
And you're not
game.
Wrong. Yeah, it's just not.
It doesn't count as one of the four right. that typically happen right. before. We just get an extra one.
Right.
Because Pat Bowlen is going in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. And Champ Bailey.
So. And Champ Bailey. All right, well, let's jump right. into it, man. So we had we're kind of lumping these two preseason games together.
Yeah.
Like we said, they're kind of glorified practices. So we're going to kind of mush them together, tell you guys what we think so far about the Broncos. Yeah, let's just dive in, man. So from the first game that we saw, obviously we didn't see, I don't think any big name starters even played, barely.
No.
In the first game, we saw Locke was the quarterback for majority mm-hmm. of the game. He edged out. No, I'm sorry. Hogan edged out.
Hogan,
Locke.
Yes.
Yeah, Hogan was the majority quarterback for that first game. Edged him out as the starter for that game. From all talk, as far as I've heard and seen from preseason and practices, seems like he's definitely earning his keep, Hogan. He's doing a great job. I think Locke has a lot of potential for the future. I can't remember the fourth guy. I'm sure he's going to be
Brett Rypien. And right. so he, I don't think he started, but he played. Rypien was 5 of 10. Hogan was, I almost said Kogan. Hogan was 5 of 8. And then Drew Locke was
good old
Kogan, 7 of 11. Sean, is Hogan your stud, or, and if so, who is your dud of this game?
Brett actually had more yards than Hogan and
right,
Mark.
Yeah.
He had less completions.
Yeah.
But he had, I don't know, he aired it out better.
Yeah.
I would say my star of the game that I was most shocked by, was probably Colafani.
Is that how you say his name?
I don't know, dude. I was having a total Micah moment when I was saying, like, I didn't want to call him Mr. Muhammad.
You sounded like you knew what you were doing. But at the same time, I thought you said cauliflower for a second.
Cauliflower Mohammer. I think it's Colafani.
Colafani? I don't know.
I think it's Colafani, and only I'm saying that because that's good Broncos.
Oh, yeah. Brand Perna, yeah.
He made a call joke. Mm-hmm. He made a Game of Thrones call. Like, to be a call, you have to...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Khaleesi,
and so he made it like a huge deal. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going with Colafani.
All right, that makes sense.
Colafani, I don't know. Doesn't matter. There's probably only one other person in the entire world that has a name that's close to Colafani.
Right.
So, it's the Bronco one we're talking about, in case you're wondering. He had 50 yards rushing, 7 carries. I was just kind of shocked by it. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, man. Kind of blew away there on a couple plays.
Yeah. And again, no big starters started in the
right.
On running backs either.
Right. He averaged 7.1 in per carry, 7 carries.
Right.
I
he had 4 receptions.
Right, right. So I don't know. Such a trash heap of a game just because of the nature of it. Like, I don't even know why they play a game for the Hall of Fame game.
Right.
Like, it just kind of, like, if that's the case, they should just get like 2 college teams or something.
For sure. Yeah, it reminds me of like those when they have other teams come out and practice.
Right.
Well, I think we usually have, like, the 49ers come out and practice with us, don't we? It's basically that. We won, for whatever that's worth, barely, 14-10, against the Falcons.
I'm gonna give you a hot take, Sean.
Okay.
This game was...
Wait, is this a punching... Is this our first punching the numbers, or crushing the numbers?
No, this is just a hot take. We need some, like, fire sound.
I'm going to call it punching the clown.
Am I the clown in this scenario?
No.
Okay. the Hall of Fame game, we won, but it was more painful to watch than the loss that we had against the Seahawks last night.
Boom. Roasted.
So yeah.
Did you have like a standout player, by the way?
It was definitely Muhammad. I think that guy
okay. Absolutely
makes the team. I hope he edges out, and this is another hot take. I hope he edges out Royce Freeman and Devontae Booker. I'm over Devontae Booker and I'm over Royce Freeman. Even though Freeman played decent last night.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I would definitely agree. I liked kind of getting those first looks at Fangio as well, especially because he was passing a kidney stone.
Yeah, that's right. During that game, yeah.
Which is amazing. I couldn't even imagine. I've heard it compares to giving birth. Right. Yeah, man. I thought things looked really good. I was really impressed. I was trying to think what else really stood out to me in that game.
I really do not care about this game.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah. But
defense looked good.
Yes.
And I think that carries us over even to the next game.
Yes.
Defense has been really shaped up the way we were hoping it would, and has been, I guess, for the last years and in Colorado. So
yeah.
It's looking good.
Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah. So Denver, Seattle, we lost this game.
Yes.
But like Eric said, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And even losing this game wasn't a big deal. We actually saw some starters play in this game.
Right.
Which was cool. I mean, we saw Flacco for like, what, one, two series?
I know at least one, maybe two.
Yeah. Looked good.
Yeah.
Looked like he had a lot left in the tank from his few times on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. So mostly Hogan and Locke, though. Mostly Locke, actually, this game.
Yes. More so Locke than Hogan. Shauna.
So our first young, dumb quarterback interception.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, season. For sure. Sean, I'm giddy like a schoolgirl to talk about this game.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you my stud.
Okay.
And this may,
man, right
I
off.
Know this may
blow in your
this
load
may surprise
early.
You. By the way, I tried to look for first and second half stats like separated out, and I cannot find them. And I know I've seen them before, but I just don't know where to find them. So if anyone's listening, and I mean we have thousands of listeners, if anyone's listening and you know where to find first and second half stats like individualized. Tweet at us. But I was impressed with Noah Fant. Fant, I think, had one catch the first game, and I've been trying to watch him because he's a number one pick. So,
right.
He had two great catches. Both were about one was 6 yards, the other one was 8 yards. And
yeah, averaging 7.
What's that? Yes, there you go. Yeah,
averaging 7.
So he had 2 catches, 14 yards. People gave him a lot of shit after that first game for catching only one ball, for like 3 yards. But he's coming from a very different system, and so he's having to learn it. And gosh, dude, I'll just go ahead and jump to kind of a big point that I wanted to make tonight.
Okay.
There's no need to play any other preseason games. I'm ready for week one.
Right.
This game told me so much about our team that I just don't care about anything else, and I'm ready to play football.
I agree, man. Yeah, I mean, I was hoping I would never, ever, ever, ever have to watch Paxton Lynch.
Oh, God.
Throw a football again.
Such nonsense.
But I had to do that.
Right.
Yeah. No time in my life had I been more excited to see Geno Smith.
Right.
Just so I didn't have to watch Paxton Lynch. Yeah, man.
So here's, I got multiple studs for this game.
Sure.
Malik Reed. Got a sack.
Fair enough.
Stupid Royce Freeman. Lindsay looked great. Flacco looked great.
Sue Cravens
looked great. He looked really good, monster. Man. Defense, man. Defense looked great.
Oh, dude. Up and down the board. Just was so
impressed. The starters, obviously.
Yeah.
Defense looked great. The line looks like it's starting to finally do something. Seeing Philip Lindsay run straight up the field was different as opposed to the edge. Von Miller looked great. Fant caught those passes. Fumagalli caught a pass.
I think Reed and Watson were the only ones with sacks.
Right,
that
Watson
night,
was the other guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, dude, I feel really good about our defense.
Oh. Yeah,
totally. I tweeted out last night as I was watching it. I think by the end of the season, the Broncos have a top five AFC defense.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. For sure, man. Hands down, like, so impressed already with what they're doing. I mean, granted, we've always kind of been defense-minded. Vic Fangio, legendary for his defense. Mm-hmm. Across the board. It made sense that was going to happen. I think our offense is coming together nicely, mm-hmm. though. I think our line is better than it's been in a long time. Like you said, Fant really showed up. David Williams, I think, had 36 yards, 5 receptions.
Yes. I still don't know who he is. But, I mean, that second half of the game is such a throwaway for me.
Right, yeah. It's just, you see so many, especially with these, like, kind of backup quarterbacks playing most of the game, you're going to see a lot of running backs taking short passes. Which makes sense. He was in the game a lot. I think they're so set. We have so many running backs that they're kind of trying to whittle down those last couple because they're obviously going to have to get rid of half of them at this point. I think there's like 7. I don't even know how many there are right now. So that's why we're seeing so many running backs play right now and getting plays because they're trying to figure out who to get rid of. We don't need that many. Who was that other guy? Austin
yes,
Fort?
Yes, yeah. So he tore his ACL. And...
Right.
Yeah, he tore it, yeah.
So he's done.
Yes.
And then... they replace him yet? They replaced... Yeah, they signed Adam Bisnowata.
Damn, that is... You know newer news than me.
They signed offensive lineman Adam Bisnowana to take the place of tight end Austin Fort. Who's on the IR?
What's his name? Adam Gotsis is on the IR too for 8 to 6 weeks. All right, Sean. Who are the duds? Who are the duds of the from what you've seen thus far?
No, man. I mean, there were a lot of people that I didn't know their names that looked like they made bonehead plays. Trying to think of one that stood out though.
I'll say Ripien.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say Theo Riddick, but I kind of did some reading on him, and he's still learning the system. I think he's still got some gas in the tank, but I think things need to remember how when we went over the schedule and I said I think it's gonna take 4 weeks for them to figure shit out. Uh-huh. I think that's the issue. Nor should they be after week two of preseason. Well, technically week one. But I think the reason why I said that, you know, I'm done seeing what I need to see is that I know that they will still play the 3 games, obviously. It's not like they're going to listen to me.
So we're going to cancel this last one. Looks like Eric Munoz was not a fan.
And he, I think, like, I just look at the team and Flacco's ready.
Yeah.
Offense looks pretty much there. I know that they got to go through those, the rigmarole of playing the preseason games. My hope is that we see Flacco for a long time this next game, and then it's the number twos, threes for the rest of the preseason. And, I want to see Muhammad and Lindsey in the backfield, Riddick on the third down, Fant in there a lot. I'm ready. You and I have been concerned about the offense for so long that, like, it just doesn't feel like there's a whole lot for us to be super stressed about this year. Whether or not they gel and come together as a team, I think that may be the issue.
Totally agree, man. Yeah, like you said, Joe Flacco, I'm confident in him right now. I'm really happy that, you know, I think between Drew Lock and Hogan, both in my mind are interchangeable right now, and both are competent enough that if something, God forbid, happened to Flacco, they could carry it. I think they could step into that role if they needed to.
Right.
I think I agree with you. Reed showed up in this game, made me feel happy.
Yeah. By the way, he's undrafted.
Right? Yeah. Undrafted rookie. Was he from Nevada?
I think so. I don't remember now.
Dalton Reisner also,
yeah,
I feel like showed up in this game. I feel like we finally got to see him a little bit more. A lot of young guys, man. A lot of stuff we were kind of questioning and worried about. Obviously, our defense is insane. But yeah, other than that, like, there wasn't a ton that I saw that was bad. I mean, I feel bad Austin Fort, you know, tore his ACL.
Yeah.
But I, more than anything, I just hated watching Paxton Lynch again. God. So
I'm trying to avoid talking about it, Sean.
Just, it makes me so mad. It makes me mad that he's still in the NFL.
Well, yeah, that alone, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts on coaching. What you've seen thus far.
Yeah, I think Vic Fangio is controlling the team really well. I mean, I don't think you could show much more dedication than like coaching through passing kidney stones. And like, I think that's like the epitome of what you could do. I don't know. Have you, how are you feeling so far?
It's still different. It's still different to me, and it seems like it's still different to some players. But the funny thing to think about is that this is a younger team, and a lot of the guys are new. And so if you're piecing together things, having a new coach and new coaching really isn't that big of an issue anymore. I genuinely think it's just going to take time. Not even learning plays, but understanding, like, why coaches are doing what they're doing.
Well, I think what's weird to me, I think the thing that stands out the most to me, and I don't know, this could just be maybe wishful thinking, I don't know, but it seems like Vic Fangio is the first coach we've had in a while that is, like, independent of Elway.
What makes you say that?
I mean, I think he's a guy that's not really, doesn't come in super connected to Elway. There's no, like, direct bond or link there. Mm-hmm. He's an older gentleman. He's known for being very independent, very outspoken. I don't know, man. I feel like past seasons, it was just like a, I don't know if it was like a mentality or what. It just seemed like more people were concerned with what Elway had to say at the beginning of a season, or even during a season, than what the coach had to say. And whereas now I feel like Elway is definitely, like, backstage now to Fangio. I think people respect Fangio more. I think people are more interested in where he's taking the team. I think he's been more vocal about direction and what he thinks, and reports out of practices and all that stuff. Just seems like he's controlling it a lot more than maybe some of the other coaches in the past.
Hmm.
I don't know. And maybe that's wishful thinking.
I don't think I disagree.
And it's super early on. It's just like an observation I feel like I've noticed lately. I feel like it's more Fangio's team. I feel like always before it was Elway's team.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Like I think about even when Kubiak was here, you think about in 13 when John Fox, like older guy. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe we needed an older guy.
Right.
It's interesting that you point that out. But I will also say that, like, here's where I think, like, we might be jaded in thinking that. And that is that we've pieced together an offense again that I don't think necessarily... well, obviously we don't have a full grasp on it, but I don't think that the offense necessarily, like there's no guarantee that our offense is going to be solid. Whereas I feel far more confident in saying that our defense is solid. So sure. I guess I'm just thinking about like where does this put us in reference to the regular season? And I know this is dumb of me to, you know, to reference it in this fashion because, I mean, essentially what I'm asking you, Sean, is, you know, how do we feel about the regular season now based on just two shitty games? Let me ask it this way. Sean, am I crazy for thinking that what I said earlier about how we don't need to play the other preseason games, I'm ready for the regular season. We have a defense that will be a top five conference defense. Am I crazy for thinking that things are looking up?
Yeah, man. I agree. Again, back to the coaching side of things. We talked about how great our defensive looks. I think with Fangio being coming from a defensive background, I think Scangarello.
Scangarello.
Scangarello. Scangarello over here. I don't know a ton about him. I know he came from what, Atlanta? Or no, from San Francisco,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he's kind of like, they like just needed somebody to control, you know, the day to day stuff, whereas like, I'm sure Fangio has a lot more to do with the defense.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Than maybe
for
some.
Sure.
Yeah, some. I'm excited about our Mike Munchak.
Yes.
I think that's like, I don't know, since we've done this show, our offensive line has always been an issue. And have a guy here now who, you know, was, you know, Hall of Fame.
Right.
Hall of Famer, you know, line guy. You know, has coached for, what, 25 years?
Right.
Something like that. Was with the Steelers, you know, helped their offensive line, who's always notoriously had a good offensive line.
Right.
And before that, the Titans. I don't know. I think that's encouraging to me.
Mm-hmm.
To actually see somebody that's competent in that position. Like you said, everything's kind of pointing to the direction that things are a lot better than they've been in the past.
Right.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it. I think, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. But right now, it's looking on the up and up.
Good.
Coaching staff solid. Our defense is super solid. Our offense is better than it's been. I think it's too early. That's the only side that I'm not, you know, I can't say with uncertainty.
What, say that again. That it's what?
What just is without, you know, I'm not 100% on. Like, I'm 100% our defense is great. I think our coaching staff is definitely improved, and I'm excited to see what they do. Our offense looks good, but I think I just need to see more how that shapes up. And I think these preseason games are going to, you know, obviously going to determine some of those roles.
That's a good point. I guess in terms of what the roster will look like.
Right.
I guess that's a good point.
I mean, I appreciate it on the aspect of, like, yeah, I got to see, like I said, I felt like Hogan and Locke are interchangeable to me.
Mm.
But I got to see that they're competent enough if something did happen. Like, God willing, we don't see them play again after preseason.
Right.
Like, hopefully Flacco's healthy and successful all season and he carries us into a Super Bowl championship. That'd be great.
Right.
But it's nice to know, like, you get to see a lot of stuff that we won't, you know, we hopefully won't see in the rest of the season because we won't need these people. But they're good opportunities to see that there's depth in the Broncos that maybe hasn't been there in the past. Like I said, we have 7-some-odd running backs currently. We have, you know, 3 or 4 that are phenomenal, and I'm sure they're vying for where they're going to land in that spot. But, yeah, I mean, running backs get hurt all the time, so it's nice to see that there's depth there. There's even depth in our defense. Even as good as they are, like, there's a good depth there that if something does happen.
Yeah, and I think you're right. Like, I think maybe I should pull back a little bit.
Yeah. Jeez. There's a purpose for these things.
I just, like, Sean, we haven't seen, you know, quality like this in so long. It's just, you know, it's hard for me not to.
Right. It's weird too, because I feel like it's been like so long that we've had like a normal football team. Like, I feel like we're like the closest to being like, we're like the not outcast. We're not that island of misfit toys.
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
We're like an actual football team. We're an actual like NFL football team again.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel dumb.
No, you're right. Let's get rid of preseason.
I don't know. Like, I think I'm just beating a dead horse if I go over it again. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right that, like, figuring out the roster spots, and maybe that's the last piece that, like, needs to be figured out, is, you know, like, determining some of the core structures of who these guys are.
Right. We talked about it in the beginning. I mean, watching these shows, us being outsiders, when we get the opportunity to watch a show that's like All or Nothing, you see, like, the actual purpose of it. Because you get to watch, like, these guys who are on the bubble, who, you know, are walk-ons, or not walk-ons for most teams, but are undrafted rookies, right, or late picks. They got to earn their keep. And you see, I mean, people's careers are made or ended in these preseason games. So, I mean, some of these guys' dreams end with playing one preseason game that you want to get rid of them.
Sean, I don't know if I told you this or not. I had a former student of mine who made it to the second OTA session for the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, yeah. Dang. That's crazy.
I think that's as far as he got, but just like...
Just for like undrafted?
Yeah, like, yeah, absolutely undrafted. He plays at UNC, or played at UNC. So, yeah.
Nice, man. That's still a big achievement, man. It's,
but, like, talking to him about it, like, absolutely made me think about Hard Knocks and, like, that process and how, like, I always think about, like, after I get done watching Hard Knocks, like, how sometimes it's not an issue of the means justify the ends, but, like, how the means, like, are valuable for the ends. Like, sometimes it is good for the process to count almost more than the results. And so, like, if you look at last night's game, we lost. But to me, that was like a really telling game as to like what the hell's going on with the Broncos.
Oh, for sure, man. Yeah, that buddy of yours or that ex student of yours. Is he like? Did they like give him like? Yeah, man. Like, you're almost there. Go work out in another year.
I need to get a hold of him. I haven't had a chance to talk with him in a while, and so I need to sit down with him.
I always wonder about those guys.
Right. Yeah. Like what actually happens to them? And that's what made me think about like the last chance you and like some of the stories. They give you kind of updates at the end of it. Like, here's where this guy is. Here's where this guy is.
Right.
This guy got arrested.
Well, that one, an All or Nothing, was that what it was? I think so. Yeah, it was All or Nothing. There had a guy from Last Chance U on.
Oh, no, it was Hard Knocks.
Oh, it was. You're right. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And they cut him.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like, because he was lazy. Yeah.
Lazy in the show, too.
I kind of wondered if they just did it for like, the Raiders are so desperate for like a good headline that they're like, yeah, yeah, he's not the guy from everybody loved him. He's a Raider now.
Yeah.
And like, he's not very good. And like, it was just the show. He's really lazy.
That's
funny. Should probably cut him.
They're like, he's the guy that they made roll down the field.
Right. That's cool though, man.
Yeah.
Even somebody that got that close. That's impressive. Cause you do realize, like, it's such, like, so many, think of all the kids out there playing high school football or college football that just will never make it there.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
It's such, like, a small pool of people.
Right. That's why I love.
And they only play for, like, such a short amount of time.
Right.
Like, realistically, in the grand scheme of life.
Unless they play on the Broncos and they have an extra week.
Right. Then they got to play. Oh my god! They almost played 20 games. Oh.
Now, I like I said, I think there's a lot of value in that. I'm just excited. Like this seems far better. Like, I don't feel like I'm kidding myself.
Right.
You know. So, yeah.
Agreed.
So we kind of get the idea of what this game looks like now in terms of the regular season. Next week, the Broncos play the Niners on a Monday night. I'm sorry, not next week. Week after that.
Right, they play the 19th.
Right, Niners.
So barely into the next week. They're the weekend after.
Right.
Week after.
So there's technically 5 weeks in August. And the Broncos will have played 5 games over the course of 6 weeks, which sounds absurd, just to get to week one of the regular season. So, I'm just bitter, that's all.
Just think how much more fun preseason games you get to watch.
And we should probably at some point talk about the rest of the AFC West, but...
For sure.
That's for another episode.
Speaking of Hard Knocks.
I know, right?
All right. Well, so 49ers, is there anything you're looking to see from that game?
I'm curious.
I mean, kind of as we lead up, we'll definitely start seeing more and more of actual players play.
Right. Well, and I think, too, like, I'm curious to see what the Broncos offense looks like. Like, who is playing, how long, why, all those kind of questions answered. I gotta say, I'm kind of a George Kittle fan, so kind of hope he plays, but I definitely don't know his status right now. So,
right, yeah, there's nothing super exciting. I'm not a 49ers fan. They've always been kind of mid-range. I don't think they're gonna do much better this season.
Right.
Garoppolo is Garoppolo still. So, then getting back into more of our side of the world, the season or the game after that, we're playing the Rams.
Right.
So that'll be a lot more interesting to see that game then.
Yeah, but like I said, like that's our fourth preseason game technically. Like I'm curious to see if like what actually takes place because of it. Like, or like who's gonna play?
Right. Yeah, for sure. I think, like, again, I think we'll start to see a few more people start to play. Even now, we're already seeing some team members getting cut or hurt, mm-hmm. which is crazy, man.
Yeah.
Thinking even more about that poor Fort kid.
Yeah.
Just, like, your season ending. And
you got to wonder, like, what's really his future look like?
Right? Yeah, I mean, he blew out his ACL, which isn't something easy to come back from. And then what do you, yeah, you go to another team and like, well, I did pretty good in that one preseason game before I blew my ACL out.
Right.
You're pretty much back to square one, and then people are always going to wonder, like, oh, you're just going to blow it out again.
Right.
Like, no thanks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, probably ended his career. I mean, he might get picked up.
That's rough.
That's insane. It's crazy. Yeah, I could not even imagine. It's like, yeah, dude. Again, we're going back to these shows because these Hard Knocks and All or Nothing. It's like I'm so starved for football by this time of year, and then when they happen, I'm just like, oh my god, I'm so excited for these. But again, like just growing up loving football and watching it. It's just such like a different side that you don't get to see. And you get to see like those stories of like, oh, these are real people. And like the thing they worked for their entire life is over now.
Right.
That sucks. Like, oh, man. But yeah, I guess All or Nothing's different too. Cause they, you know, you watch the Panthers lose or fall apart. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are still rolling in cash.
Yeah. So. It's hard to feel bad for them.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Sean, wrap this up.
All right. Anything else you wanted to bring up before?
No. I think Sean and I may still try and pump out an episode next week. We'll see. Definitely, yeah. We'll do a recap of the Niners game. So, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening again. This is the Crush Report. Like always, if you go on iTunes or Google Play Music or wherever you're listening to this, if you like and share a comment, that definitely helps the show to get seen by other people and spread the word to the Broncos Nation. If you have any questions or comments or thoughts on what you're seeing so far this season or what you think the coaching staff is shaping up like, we'd love to hear it. We're really into talking to you guys on Twitter. You can reach any one of us on the show at Crush Report. You can reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You can reach Eric
D. Munoz.
The website I haven't touched since last year, so I might look into that again. We'll see.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah. Same with YouTube. Me and Eric sometimes have done video in the past, and hopefully we'll try to do some more here and there.
Yeah.
And I thought those were fun, those extra points that we've done in the past.
Well, and Sean and I will be watching some games together this year, so... Give us a good reason to do them.
For sure. But like always and forever, go Broncos!
Go Broncos!
Line with each line that I finish, I'm so close to my goals, I can almost pole vault over the goalposts. And if I don't got enough in the tank, maybe I can just siphon enough to fill up this last can.